Hello, this is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today in the studio we have Pastor Ken Fuchs from East Fork Baptist Church. I hope, did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
All right. And so we chatted, you and I, actually we chatted back in March but about your Genesis study guide that you've been working on, but that's not the title today. You know, recently we've seen a lot of things in the news. We've seen Coptic Christians get bombed and machine gunned in Egypt. We've seen huge bombs gone off in Afghanistan and Iraq. And so let's spend a little time. You're a local expert on Islam. So what would you like to start out telling us?
Well, the Coptics in Egypt, I found that one interesting because according to the news that I was listening to, they pull them off the bus one by one and ask them to convert or die. These Christians chose martyrdom. They refused to deny Christ. And that, to me, speaks volumes. We in this country are so blessed that we don't, at this particular time, we're not under that kind of persecution or subjugation. But according to Scripture, it's coming. So all the believers, we need to be prepared for that. We need to be aware of that. And also, when you talk about Islam, as I had mentioned one other time talking about this on the air, that their objective, they have a program in effect that the Muslim Brotherhood put out. Now, that's a group out of Egypt, but they're also represented in this country by the American Islamic Society and by CARE and a bunch of others. They are all offshoots of the same thing, and they raise funds to fund Hamas and some of the other groups out throughout the world on the Sunni side of it, not the Shiite. And so these are things that we need to be aware of, that they will immigrate, multiply, and dominate and take over. And that's what we're in the process of seeing. You see that in England, you see it in France, where there are cities that the police no longer go to, that Sharia law is in full compliance. And if Sharia law comes here, what we can expect is that women will have to cover themselves from head to foot. And in the black, what the Saudis call an abaya, what the Iranians call the chador, and what they call in Afghanistan burqas. It's all the same thing. It's the robe that covers a woman head to toe. And when I was in the Middle East and I would look at these women going down the road, they look like little burnt tree stumps walking along. I saw the same thing in Turkey. So we have to be aware as Americans that our country is founded and based on biblical principles that come directly out of Deuteronomy. Our representative form of government goes back to Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, who gave him the idea for having representatives that he wouldn't have to judge all the problems, just the major ones, that each tribe would have their own council. And that's where this representative form of government that we have comes from. I don't care what anybody else tells you. They can tell you it comes from the Roman Senate, and they can tell you it comes from Athens, Greece, their democracy that they had. But trust me, it's all scriptural based, all of it. Our laws, our foundation is all based on that. Anyhow, the Muslims would change that. Under Sharia, you would have to pray five times a day, and you would face Mecca. In our case, that would be facing east, and pray. And it's you pray a what do they call it? A Shada, which is just that Allah is great and all that stuff. And Allah is a moon god. We need to remember that. That is not the God of heaven. The Quran speaks of Jesus, not in the sense that we do. The Bible speaks of Jesus as Savior and Lord, whereas in the Quran, he is merely a prophet, a good guy, but not Savior. not the Son of God. They specifically state that over and over. He is the Son of Mary, not the Son of God. In fact, they have purchased a Catholic church in New York where their parishioners were no longer attending in the Catholic or the archdiocese of that region, sold a church to this Muslim group, and they have changed it, its name, to the Son of Mary in dedication to Jesus. And for the community, since they don't understand what the Quran says, they say, well, see, we're very much alike. We are not very much alike. Our faiths are totally different. The Muslims see their religion as not only their faith, it's their government, it's their army, it's their entire way of being. Whereas we see the separation of our faith and our government. They see it as one in the same. And the Saudi government, who has been supporting these little madrasas around the world, there are the most fundamentalists. They're called Wahhabs. And it goes back to the founder of the of Saudi Arabia, old King Fahad was his name, and he aligned himself with this cleric, Wahhab, and made him a judge. Why could he make him a judge? Because under Islam, there are four jurisprudence that they look at. And it's all based on what the scholars had to say. The scholars of Islam have come into agreement with this is what the Sunnah means. That's the way Muhammad lived. The Hadith, which is the writings or interpretations of the Quran, much like a biblical commentary. And these are also sayings that incorporate what Muhammad said is found in the Sunnah and the Hadiths. Are the comments that the scholars have come up with, and they all agree on that this is what it means. So you're not allowed to have any difference of opinion. This is what it is. If you're found to be an apostate, they will kill you. And I will tell you, when I was in the Middle East, I say all the time, that was a time that I, 5 years that I studied apologetics. Every day I had discussions with the Arabs, and they would bring in their clerics, and they would yell and scream at me. And one day they said to me, you must convert. And I said, I will never convert. And they said, but you must. I said, if I do, I die. And they stopped and looked at me, I mean, very profound stare, and said, your faith, that doesn't mean that. Your people will not kill you. I said, no, they won't, but God will. To reject Christ is to die. And I don't want to spend all of eternity in the lake of fire. I want to spend it with my Savior and Lord. That's what I'm looking forward to. And we need to be aware of that, that the Muslims, as they're approaching us, that's what they're going to do. Sharia is designed to reinforce what the clerics say. Who's in charge? They are. And they will go out of their way to make your life miserable. This is why I don't understand that these women groups are not up in arms about this, because they will come under severe persecution. And the homosexual community, who's all supporting all of this stuff and saying they have these rights and we need to bring more in and all of this, they would be the first that would be beheaded, because that goes against everything that they believe. They say there is no homosexuality in the Middle East. I wanted to also talk to you about their idea of the Messiah. The Muslim world talks about a Mahdi that's coming. This Mahdi aligns itself perfectly with what is prescribed in Revelation, also in the book of Zechariah and Daniel, as to who the Antichrist is. He is a political figure. that will arise. Now, I know what I'm getting ready to say goes against all kinds of teaching of scholars and theologians who say that the Antichrist is going to rise out of the recreation of the old Roman Empire, and that is referred to as what we would see as a united Europe. Howsomever, in order for the Muslims to accept this guy, he has to be a Muslim. And in order for the Jews to accept him, he has to be a Jew. The Mahdi is going to come out of Damascus. And my humble opinion is that he will have a father that is a Muslim. In the Muslim world, the lineage comes through the father. But in the Jewish world, the lineage comes through the mother. If you're born of a mother who is Jewish, you're considered Jewish. So this way, these two groups would be acceptance of this Mahdi that in the scriptures we call the Antichrist.
We've run out of time today, so be sure to tune in next time to hear the rest of Pastor Ken Fuchs speaking on Islam here on WJOI's Lamplighter program. Thanks for making us a part of your day.